Right?
Like, no, we do.
It's good. Like, it's a showcase of all things that are local and new, largely. And we have pretty good taste, too. So.
Yeah, it's also, like, it's also just fun. You know, like, you get to hang out with us. And I'm not saying you should pay to hang out with us, because that's stupid, and I'm not that self-centered. But I like to pay for the content I consume.
Yeah.
When I'm able, I like to support the people that are making the things that I like. And it's not even like that you are paying us. It's that you're helping us do what we're doing even better. You're helping support what it is we do already. And one of the cool things that we get to do is bring local artists on and do silly things and sometimes be really serious interviewers. And sometimes I get to do things like this. Whoop. Haha, just kidding. That's the intro to this show. Maybe I didn't
hear him. That's him.
What are we doing
Surprise!
Here?
Weird. I had no idea.
Sorry.
The weird surprise party.
Okay, we'll go. We're going.
Fun.
Yeah, that's the intro again, by the way. But yeah, that was the time that I surprised Jamie by having his band Self Care show up to be interviewed without his knowledge.
It was a funny joke, and it was very good, and it was interesting being on the interview side of the table.
Yeah, you got my hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, it made me sweat.
Mm-hmm. The goal. More than pulling out good nuggets for you, dear listener, it was about making Jamie sweat.
And you know what? Look, I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve it. But that was a really fun interview, and it was fun. It was certainly fun for me, but I like to think that we were able to communicate some cool things about our music that we haven't really been able to do before.
Yeah, and I think one of the great things about community radio is that we are a lot more ourselves here than you might get on another radio station, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit more of a friendly vibe. There is more of an authentic and earnest community that is making
sure. And you know, there are people who have their on-air persona or whatever, but for us, I think, and for a lot of shows here on CJSF, it's just I'm Jesse here.
Totally.
And yeah. It's nice to be able to just relax and be human and share this thing that we're passionate about with you out there. And if you want to support what we're doing, you can go to cjsffundrive.ca, cjsffundrive.ca. Make a donation now of any amount, or you can call us in studio, 778-782-2573. And you know what? We've got another donation.
What?
Jamie. We've
Let's
got $70
Whoa.
From Rebecca, bringing
Let's
us
go,
up
Rebecca.
To $6,979.
We are so close, folks.
Come on. You can get us up there and even higher over the course of the next 26 minutes and 10 seconds by going to cjsffundrive.ca, texting donate to fund 778-782-2573. That's donate to 778-782-2573, or call us 778-782-CJSF. That's the same thing, 778-782-2573. And in the meantime, we're just going to keep sharing some of our favorite music with you. This is going back to an old mixtape classic from one of the earliest, maybe even the earliest record by Weed. Not the one I found in Japan, but the Gun Control EP. This track is called Ben's Tour.
We'll be right back.
by Weed here on the Vancouver Mixtape Fun Drive Edition, where we are crashing past our goals. I want to be fully transparent with both you, Jamie, and the listener. I messed up.
What'd you do?
Despite my on and off Duolingo math to keep my fake Japanese Duolingo streak alive, I failed to add correctly, and we have in fact crossed the $7,000 plateau.
Let's go!
Rebecca actually helped us get to $7,009.20. I misplaced $100 in that mathing, which, don't worry, I have not done in real life. Everything, all funds are accounted for. And we thank you for helping us rise higher and reach further. You can be like Rebecca, Magnus, Sheila, Katie, and maybe others. If you go to cjsffundrive.ca and make a donation now, or you can call in and make a pledge to donate and we'll come and find you for the money afterwards. Or you can send a check here to the station. There's an address
that.
For sure.
No wrong way to do it.
Yeah, any way you want to give money and support local independent media here in Burnaby, in a time where that is a more and more rare thing. Rarer and rarer, or more and more rare?
I think either work.
Okay, on that note. So, our slogan. this is related due to grammar.
Yes.
Okay. So, our slogan is rise higher and reach further, right? And so I wrote that in all our training materials. I wrote in a bunch of stuff. Then I went on vacation and I came back and there was a bunch of new stuff written. And some of that had rise higher, reach farther.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe I was wrong. And so I looked it up, further or farther. The classic way to figure out grammar is.
Vancouver sleuth tape over here. My goodness. Clacking away on the
and what I
machine.
What I learned was that farther you use for a physical distance, so a literal measurable distance. Whereas further is for a figurative distance or other sort of metaphorical meanings.
Oh.
Which means that in this case, both are correct because we both want to rise higher and reach farther for our signal and our reach. We're also metaphorically talking about rising higher and reaching further.
Yeah, wow.
Both.
Whoa.
Sometimes grammar is stupid. And that's why you listen to the Vancouver Mixtape.
Because we fill you in about that.
Mm-hmm. That's what we love to do here on the tape. So you can go to cjsffundrive.ca now and make a donation if you want to hear more of that kind of inane banter. But also because we have lots of great people on this show to talk about the local music scene. And one person who has become a staple on the tape is Jeff, also known as Devours, also known as the Golden Age of Wrestling.
Mm.
I'm sorry if you were following along on the Instagram promo battle between the Golden Age of Wrestling and Devours that I've spoiled that they are, in fact, one and the same. It's okay. If you make a donation to cjsffundrive.ca, you'll never know that ever again.
It's true, yeah.
The knowledge will leave your brain.
Yeah.
We had Jeff on again this year to celebrate the release of his new record, Sports Car Era, which as we gathered last night at my house to celebrate the anniversary of my birth, we all agreed, slaps.
What was funny about that conversation, though, is that we kept going. You know, the one before that one, I also really liked that one.
And also the one before.
The one
and
before also was also really, really good.
Jamie, you brought into the studio today a copy of Avalon by Devours, the rare early cassette tape. And we were talking about how we, at one point, played stuff even earlier than that. And so if you've been on the ride with us here on the Vancouver Mixtape, if you stick with us,
we're day oneers.
You will learn about the earliest days of some of the best artists making waves in Vancouver today. And Jeff is not one of the newest artists, but he's also very plugged into that.
Yes.
And we had him on earlier this year.
Oh, great. Yes, this is episodes with you are always like a nice warm hug. But Jeff,
we're recording on a Sunday, and you had a pretty big little Saturday, hey?
Yeah, I'm tired. I didn't sleep very much. My voice is a bit shot, but it's not too bad. Yeah, last night I put on an album release show at the Rickshaw.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Yeah, for my new album. It's called Sports Car Era. It's album number 5 for Devourers. So
wild.
I know. Wild. still doing it.
The march of time is relentless, but at least it guarantees us new music from Devourers.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, very excited to talk about the new album, to talk about,
yeah.
to hear a little bit. I feel like we've played all the songs you've released,
okay.
But we'll revisit them because they're great, as usual. As we mentioned, the show last night, I think that's a great place to start.
Sure,
I know there's lots of interesting and special things about it, but I guess to start, what does it mean to have that show at the Rickshaw?
Oh, the Rickshaw is amazing. Yeah, I've performed there a few times. I opened for Biff Naked at the Rickshaw, which was
crazy,
totally insane, which was fun. I've also played with Images in Vogue there. Yeah, it's an amazing space. It's been around for a long time. It was cool to collaborate with them on this. I love Mo. Dave Prowse, who is the drummer from Japandroids, he joined me on stage last night, and so... Yeah, we were at a two-piece, which is special, and I'm bringing it up because Dave works at the Rickshaw as well, so
oh,
that was
right,
a nice little tie-in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I was going to go...
It's very kismet that two of our Vancouver mixtape idols are now stage performing partners, with Dave Prowse of Japandroids joining Devours as drummer for quite a few shows. Like he's toured around with them, and it's pretty cool to see that happen. I always feel that live drums add just a whole other element to any performance, and particularly when it's largely electronic based, it's nice to have that one sort of like looser acoustic instrument going.
Yeah, it fills in the space interestingly, and really has a strange but wonderful little marriage, especially for dancier songs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I actually haven't seen them perform together yet.
Mm. I saw them at the Pleasant Days Festival,
yeah!
And it was outrageous. Another meeting of our worlds relating to Dave Prowse was I was looking through Japandroid's record No Singles yesterday.
Very good record.
And the vinyl LP version comes with a nice photo booklet that has the lyrics and then a bunch of picture, like a list of shows from 2007 to 2008, one of which, Jamie, you're pretty sure you were at,
I think it was a CGSF event too.
Yeah, and a bunch of pictures, and including a photo of Japandroid's performing at the Astoria in 2008, and off in one little corner is none other than Eric Axon of Sightlines and Hermetic and
Soft Fossil
fame. Big Eric Axon fans here.
Yeah.
Also your co-host on a baseball podcast that you host.
Yeah.
And also was, I mentioned Sightlines. At one point, Aaron McCaddy was in that band.
Yeah, and Cam Borthwick.
Yeah, and Aaron McCaddy was in a band with Ben Goldberg, who plays drums, and Diane.
Yeah.
And Jamie, you brought a Diane cassette into the studio today.
I brought it. I did. I raided my old my cassette archives to dig into some things that we have played on the show and loved dearly enough to buy on physical medium.
And where else are you going to get 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, Vancouver Music Scene Edition, to get you from Devours to Diane?
It's true. Fun fact, Ben Goldberg plays in the East Van Baseball League.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Another Jamie connection. Another classic Vancouver mixtape connection. Probably the third most important member of the Vancouver mixtape is Jamie's baseball schedule, because it determines when we meet.
Jesse says it with a smile, but it's very true.
Anyway, if you want to help us keep doing what we do and let us even expand what we do, expand our range, expand the resources that we have on hand, you can do so. You can be like Lyndon and Wayne, who have donated $100 dues.
Whoa!
To Lyndon bring us and Wayne to $7,109. No, That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, $7,109.20.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you can be like them. You can donate any amount. Lyndon and Wayne will be getting a lovely custom print of our fund drive art for donating $90.10 or more. You can do that too by going to cjsffunddrive.ca or texting fund donate. Text donate to 778-782-2573 or give us a call, 778-782-2573. You get to talk to one of us. We'll talk to you and you can explain why you're choosing to support us. That's fun.
We love that.
You don't have to if that's intimidating. Just any donation is much appreciated. And in the meantime, we are going to hear from that Diane cassette. This is the track off of Phantoms called Sorcery. Jamie, push the blinking green play button.
Pressed!
There we go. Here it goes. Sorcery. Here it comes. There it is. CJSF fundrive.ca. Jamie, we were wondering how they fit so many songs onto a cassette. That's because there's no gaps in between them.
They just roll.
That was Sorcery. And then the first few bars of Phantoms by Diane here on the Fun Drive episode of the Vancouver Mixtape, where we are celebrating crossing $7,000 funds raised to support Campus Community Radio right here in Burnaby. Very, very happy to be doing the show and to be having these donations come in. Oh, we also just got a brand new donation from the Reverend Will Monroe.
William, what a guy!
And this is going to take a little bit of a, what do we call it? What do they call it when they make a call on the fly? An audible, that's the one. William is asking for Play Some Japan Droids, Post Nothing Only.
Let's go.
So we're going to do that, and that's probably going to get us close to the end of the show. Jamie, what Post Nothing Japan Droids track do you want to play the most?
My heart goes to the one that we played the most on this show, which is Press Corps.
Press Corps. Is that on Post Nothing?
Post Nothing or no... Oh, sorry. I was thinking no singles.
No, he said Post Nothing Only.
Oh, then for me, it's Wet Hair.
Wet Hair?
Wet Hair's the one.
Gotta be Wet Hair. The only alternative would be I Quit Girls, because I loved when we played that in our band, but...
That was so fun.
Okay. Thank you, William, for... Or Will.
Thanks, Will!
Thank you, Reverend, for your donation, bringing the show total up to $6,200. And $9.20. And then, math Nope. Just kidding. $7,129. Thank you, Will. And then thank you to Chris and Sandy for a $100 donation, getting us up to $7,229. Thank you so much for all the donations. Really appreciate it. And we're going to play Wet Hair to take us. I guess we'll be back for one last chit-chat, but that's about it. Anyway, thank you, cjsffunddrive.ca, to make a donation now. Wet Hair by Japan Droids. Post nothing, Japan Droids. Thanks to Will for that donation. And thanks to all of our donors tonight. Magnus, Sheila, Lyndon and Wayne, Katie, Chris and Sandy, Rebecca, Will. Thanks for helping us crush our goal and get closer to the station goal of raising $10,000 for Campus Community Radio.
Thank you so much!
Thank you so much. I want to get a little serious here and just thank everyone. We are the last live show of Fun Drive. West Indies Culture Shock is coming up next, and that'll be a party, and I recommend you stick around and toast Fun Drive and maybe even send Jason a donation. But I just want to thank everybody who has worked so hard to put together this Fun Drive. It's my first as programming coordinator, so it feels a little different, and again realizing how much work goes in, all the different show hosts putting on their very own special edition of whatever their show is to try to raise money for Campus Community Radio has been really cool. So thank you, and thanks to all the donors who have helped us raise. Well, there are two more donations to announce. They are not to our show, but One Order 6 o'clock Blitz, which is our great new hip hop show on Wednesdays, just got a $100 donation from Jason. So
let's
thank
go.
You, Jason, for getting us to $7,329.20. And then Seema Brar donated to Hip Hop Happens, our overnight late night Saturday hip hop show. That's a $70 donation, which brings us up to $7,399.20. So I know someone out there is going to get us across 7,400 and maybe even further. Thank you. This has been a fun drive episode of the Vancouver Mixtape, the only time a year where we come in and ask you to support what we do in a financial way. So I hope you will. I'm glad if you have. You can go to cjsffundrive.com, .ca, cjsffundrive.ca now, and make a pledge to donate, or send a text 778-782-2573 with the word donate, cjsffundrive.ca. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.